This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's not just a summer song, but the Beach Boys are always identified with summer stuff. So I guess that's how that works, right? Excitations. Woo!
Sounds very hard to sing along with.
I'm gonna
try hitting those nerds.
Like, sit still, though.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, this is the Good Day program with thoughts and things. The things are good, good things. The best things that you can do, the good things that you can do, they're all worth the effort. When you think about what you do with your daily life, if you don't sacrifice a little bit for what you want, then what good is it, right? When you think about things that are good, don't they always... Well, pretty much always, don't they come out of sacrifice? That's been my experience in life. Giving up or giving back. I don't know. It's not giving up. It's giving back more than it is. Think about what you do, who you help. We're all here to help. That's really been my philosophy of life of my life, to just figure things out in terms of, you know, who's on the hit parade today, who can we help today? And that was the MO behind this program, helping our brothers and sisters come up with information that'll help you figure out what's going on, and then to know what's going on. It's kind of fun to know the ABCs of life. Here's somebody that we can celebrate, a passenger on a private plane. The plane lands on its belly because the pilot had a heart attack. And so a passenger on this plane, this is a story from the Boston Globe today. The Herald and the Globe are a couple of sources that I use because I'm here. So this woman, who's 68, took over the controls of a Piper turboprop. It's a six-seat plane. And landed the plane down at Martha's Vineyard on its belly, no landing gear. Wow. This is something else. The pilot had a medical condition, as it was described, upon approach. The lady had minor injuries. They were all extricated from the plane, and they were taken up to Boston for additional treatment. Apparently they'd opened the short runway and continued operations after this happened. The plane landed over in the grass.
Yeah.
Wasn't even on the runway.
Absolutely astounding. Everybody was able to walk away from this.
Yeah. And this woman never had done... they had never done this before. So good for her. And the fellow apparently is okay, or is going to be okay. The pilot was 79. So what do you think of when you get into a plane and the pilot is... that old, I want to see, well, this was not a commercial flight, this is a private plane. So it doesn't have the same rules. Most of the time, the requirement is that you can be a commercial pilot and be paid as a commercial pilot till you're 65, which the Airline Pilots Association is trying to change to 67 or 68. I think it's appropriate no matter what. Maybe this is because of my own age. I think as long as you pass a physical, as long as you are mentally, it's a mental and physical test that you take, you should be able to fly a plane commercially as long as you want.
I think it's one of the
shortage of pilots now.
Well, and I don't even think it's something that should happen once you reach a certain age, you have to start doing this. I think it should just be once you get your pilot's license, once you have that job, that's your career path. Every so many years, you just have to keep up with it. But I also feel that same way for driving a car. I think that once you get your license every so many years, you should have to do the written test just to make sure that you still recall the rules of the road, the laws, and all of that, because a lot of people don't. But then also, every, like, other time or every so many years, you have to do the in-car.
Yeah. Well, I think that the we know what makes us feel comfortable, and that's kind of what we ought to focus on, letting people, encouraging people to do things that they know how to do no matter what they're at. We have a real problem with age discrimination in this country. I think a serious problem, and maybe it's because I realize it now, being older and seeing the things that are put in my way that I resist, and then I go around or I work through the problem that's created just by ignorance. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's old.
Both ends of the spectrum. I agree with you. There is a very big situation with age discrimination.
Yep. All right. The SAG-AFTRA strike in the news this week. They went on strike last week. Members, well, how do you, when you think about striking, you think about people who are manufacturing things usually, right? They're on an assembly line or they do the same thing. These are not typical workers. And so them being on strike doesn't have a direct effect on most of us unless, you know, you realize that the movies are not being made, the TV shows are not being made. And so when you look for entertainment this fall, or maybe it goes further because it takes a year, sometimes the movies are made a year out, it's not the same thing as maybe the Starbucks people going on strike, right?
Well, and that one has kind of felt more in the immediate sense where this is, there are a lot of movies that are done and in the can and going to hit theaters. The red carpet events, the premieres, those may happen, may not happen, but the writers and the actors are not permitted
Depends
to be
part
of those premieres. They're not allowed to be on the red carpet events or anything. I think TV will be hit. We will see TV be hit more quickly than film. But there's also a lot of people, because I've been seeing this conversation online, where people are like, oh, the actors, they're already getting paid too much money, and they use Kevin Costner's divorce as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Of look how much money he has to pay, blah, 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 blah. That is less than 1% of SAG-AFTRA. I'm not part of
the well-known
really
people, the ones
that
make the money.
They are fighting relatively for the same thing, where you are not guaranteed a job, but once you have a job, you should be guaranteed some kind of support. And with streaming services, there's really no residuals.
No.
There is not a lot of pay opportunities. And then with the AI situation, it's very difficult to really feel like you have stability when you do have a job.
Mm-hmm. Well, this whole thing started interesting because in years past, what the actors were paid for residuals was impactful. Most of the people that you see on television programs that have familiar faces, you don't know their names, are journeyman actors. They make a living, but they don't make the kind of dough that, as Jay was just suggesting,
the less than 1% is.
Right, that the people who are the big stars. There's a difference between also being an actor and being a star. There used to be more stars. The Hollywood system created stars. But now the stars, because of the independence of the movie theater, the movie producers, there aren't as many contract players, and thus there aren't as many stars. You can name probably on one hand, Tom Cruise is a bona fide movie star. Tom Hanks is a bona fide movie star. Harrison Ford is a bona fide movie star. Helen Mirren is a bona fide movie star. But how many others can you go through? You can probably pick out another half a dozen or a dozen of people who are bona fide stars.
And a lot of these people who are not making that big money, they, unless they are on like a series regular or anything where they have a continuous job, they are unemployed between projects. And that's what so many of them
They don't have insurance. If they're not employed, they don't have insurance.
Yeah, most cannot qualify. They do not make enough even yearly salary to qualify for the insurance. And it's absolutely awful.
Well, when you look at, again, the people, I think, oh, this guy's a big movie star. My son was involved in this business for 20 years, writing, fixing bad scripts and stuff like that. And if he wasn't working, he didn't have any insurance. He didn't have any coverage. It only happens. And so that's one of the reasons he kind of has faded. He loved being involved. He made a lot of great friends and worked on a lot of great projects. But because he's a family man now, he's got to be doing something that, and his wife is involved in the business as well, and her mother is involved in the business, and they've been very successful. The mother's been very successful. Father is a well-known writer and has made an average of $1 million for every script that he ever wrote. I remember she tells the story about his first check for $1 million that she put in her pocket, and she put it in the washing machine. But hello, I think if I had a check, well, but that's kind of, she's a very interesting, I like her a lot. My son's mother-in-law, she's a sweet, wonderful woman. Anyway, the point here is that, as you're suggesting, Jay, this is a real can of worms. And most people don't I always use Bruce McGill as a pretty good example of a journeyman actor who's always into, he's always working, always in television or movies. You recognize, you don't know him by his name, but when you see him, oh yeah, he's been on a TV show.
Oh yeah, I love him in Rizzoli and Isles.
Yeah, right. And he's done all those sorts of things. And by the way, the same is true, the Tom Cruise movie that's out now, Isai Morales, who's the bad guy, is somebody that when you see him, you say, oh, I've seen that guy before. Who is that? He's been on hundreds of television programs, and this is a big step up in his career to be in a movie like this. And so, but these people, again, if they're not working, they don't get the one thing that changed when Carol O'Connor starred in All in the Family. He changed. He demanded in his contract that he be paid what they now call residuals, but he wanted to be paid X number of dollars for every time the show ran, not when it was in first run, but after that. He knew instinctively that this was going to be a very successful show, and in fact it still runs today, and his family gets still millions of dollars in residuals from his being the star of a show that before, you know, most of the TV shows didn't have any residuals. Now, after that, the Friends people, they make millions every year on the reruns for Friends. And, you know, there are a lot of other shows. But basically, my son, who is a writer, if he wasn't writing or didn't have something that he was working on, he had no insurance. And so it's very difficult for family people to live in that circumstance. And that's the point, I think, of some of these problems they're trying to resolve. 18 after the hour, and good day.
Oh, at Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown and a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
The government wants 50% of all new car sales to be EVs by 2030. So I asked AAA's Greg Brannon if we can even achieve this.
We're, 6.5 years out from that? Something at this point? And so it is increasing, but there are some headwinds, right? Manufacturing capability are, one, the cost model for the automakers and consumers, and just the cost of an electric vehicle in general because of the cost for the battery and all of that. It is going to be an increasing challenge for consumers. When you think about the average income requirements for a new vehicle purchase price in the $50,000 to $60,000 range, weed out a big chunk of consumers right off the bat. And then you start thinking about other considerations like charging infrastructure and things that they will need. I think 50% is a very aggressive target. I believe the industry is settling on a number that is much lower than that, but much higher than where we're at a few years ago and some higher from where we're at today.
With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine. I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that? Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
Oh.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Here on the Good Day program, we need it because it's hot.
You know what they say, Jerry Reed.
When you're hot, you're hot, and when you're not, you're not. And so, if you want to be cool, this is the place to breathe, a new little fresh air into your life. Maybe that'll cool you down, and maybe this will crank you up. It's social media time, and during this portion, in this hour, sometimes I get distracted a little bit and talk about things that, I guess they could individually affect us in some way or another. Meta, which is the parent company of Facebook and Instagram and Threads, is going to be fined $100,000 a day. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch. From the Norway regulators, because of privacy concerns that are part of the advertising practices of Meta. They say that the fine is because of violations of user privacy. The data, they have a data protection authority. Maybe we need to have one of these.
Yeah, like this is their TikTok.
Here. Right, exactly. Regulator there says that behavioral advertising, which is what really they do at Meta, they focus on where you are. They know where you are. They know what you've been looking at. How many times have you said, or I've seen this happen, I was online the other day looking for a particular kind of car. And so now, every time I open up my pages, I have ads for these cars.
Mm-hmm.
How is that appropriate? And so,
a step further, where a lot of people think that these devices are listening to us or spying on us, and it's not necessarily that. The devices are talking to each other. So if you are in a conversation, say I'm talking with one of my friends about a new kind of toothpaste, and all of a sudden I start getting those ads, it's not because the devices heard us talking about it. It's because I was near her, my device was near her device, and she was Googling this stuff on her device. And so our devices talked. It's geotagging.
Yep. Yeah. So, as I said, it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch. I think there are very few people who are more cretinous than Zuckerberg. And so then you say, well, why do you use his product? Facebook, Instagram, Threads? I think that's a good question, and I ask myself that frequently because I get so PO'd about how they continue to change things to disrupt what has worked for me and most people just because they want to do something different. And they can. So we've allowed ourselves. This is, I have nobody, if I'm pointing the fickle finger of fate at anybody, it's me. I don't have to have Facebook. Why do I do it? Because social media seems to help in business circles, sometimes friendship circles. It's kind of nice to post a picture of your...
You want to meet people where they are, and a lot of our friends are on these specific social media channels, and that's where we are. But it goes along the lines of the conversations we have with TikTok. It's the same technology that Meta has been using, that Google uses. Other companies use that same technology.
Yep. All right, so in the Good Day Show posting... we have facebook.com/Good Day Show. Something we've asked, something for something good. Give us something good to talk about, something you've seen in the news or personally experienced. So Teddy just tells us a story about returning from an ensemble singers trip to perform in England. How cool is that? What a great way. Congratulations, Teddy. That sounds like a lot of fun. Yep. Let's see here. Terry Seavey, the good news, we're drying up from the rain. Yep, I guess that's my husband helping some people repair their driveways. Some of the areas of the country where, you know, we talk about the rain, and I was in Vermont last weekend and saw the devastation up there. But if you go to the hot areas of the country, like out in the southwest, the same thing happens. The heat is so intense that it buckles the highways, and there are all kinds of problems that have to be dealt with there. So, at any rate, aloha from the Good Day program at 28 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve is eyeing another interest rate hike in September. A July rate hike has been taken for granted for some time, but the Fed's decision for a September raise isn't quite clear yet. The committee will have a chance to analyze new inflation data before a September decision is made. Raising interest rates is thought to be the best way to combat inflation, but it also makes it more expensive to finance a house, car, or other big-ticket item. A blistering heat wave felt across the Southwest is showing no signs of letting up. Phoenix hit 110 degrees yesterday for a record-tying 18th consecutive day. Temperatures of at least 115 degrees are in the forecast for the next several days. Meantime, tens of millions of Americans across several states are under heat advisories, including California and Nevada. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day, Karen.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
No conversation is complete without your input.
Hello.
Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. 855-999-DOUG. That's
855-999-3684. Thank you for calling.
Rock, rock, rock with me.
Where is Rockaway Beach? Everybody know? Nobody knows.
Somewhere on South, maybe?
I'm not your. I'm asking the question.
Is it California? Is it near the Hotel California?
No, it's not. Hotel California is in Santa Monica.
Rockaway Beach is a neighborhood in Queens, New York.
Queens, aha! All right.
So a lot of the rock and roll music of the 50s got started down in that neck of the woods. Okay, good. Refreshing to know, important to know. You have all the important things to listen to us and engage your own mind as we try to improve your mental muscles here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner lifting the weights in her brain, as am I. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. An important reason that we want to see your dreams come true as quickly as possible is because there is a little bit of that smiley, whatever reaction that you get that's much more pleasant. And when you think something is going to happen, this is another page in my thoughts or things book, when you think things will happen, it'll happen. Just, you know, if you believe you're going to rain, I always get into trouble because I'll tell you that it would be nice to think you're going to win the lottery. Hold on to that thought. You may not win the lottery that you're thinking about, Mega Millions or Powerball or that number of the millions of dollars that are there, but you could win something else. You have a wonderful dog, for example. You have a wonderful family. You have a wonderful... You've won the jackpot. You've won the lottery. If you have a great family, you have a great job, you have things in your life that you really like and you're thankful for, that's like winning the lottery, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
So, thoughts become things. Choose your thoughts wisely. Right? That's it. And have fun with the things that you're thinking about. Although it's hard sometimes to get distracted by things. There have been a lot of these sorts of circumstances this summer. The latest, a 10-year-old being thrown from a ride at a carnival. This was we have the crack in the what was that? Was it
the roller coaster?
Ferris wheel? Oh, it was a roller coaster.
There was a roller coaster. Yes, yeah. Yep. And apparently nobody noticed it until one of the customers or whatever happened to catch video of this. Because when the roller coaster cart comes by, it completely shifts.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like when you have amusement parks, those are a little bit more regulated. They aren't things that are being built up and then torn down and then moved nonstop. They are right. Built and then they are there. When it comes to the carnival rides, those seem so much scarier.
Well, the people that run these carnival rides are also not exactly the type of people, and I don't know how to say this, they don't give you a lot of confidence that these are great operations. And so this particular incident we're talking about happened on a carnival ride in Illinois. And the victim was a youngster, 10 years old, who got flung about 20 feet in the air before he hit the ground. Ooh. He was airlifted to the hospital, and apparently he's okay. But they shut the carnival down as well they ought to, looking at things. There are carnivals all over the country, all over the place, sponsored by local organizations. And just have to, it's fun, and children get excited about it for sure. But then what's the, you want to make your children happy. Oh, can we go to the carnival, Daddy? Daddy, please, let's go to the carnival. Oh, yeah, let's go. And you don't really know what you're getting into. And I'm not suggesting that all of them are bad, because they aren't, but some of them are dicey.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Well, and we've all seen the videos of other carnival rides that the one where it kind of, it's a thrill ride and it swings and it goes up one side and the other side and it wasn't properly secured and it started to kind of tip. And all of these patrons went out and used their body weight to kind of hold it down while the person was stopping the ride.
Yeah.
But that momentum, it's not just going to come to a brief, an immediate stop. It's going to take its time. And you had all these people, it's an amazing video. They just are using their body weight to hold this huge thing down.
It is incredible sometimes how some of these things work. All right, here's some other news about summer activity. Mountain biker losing his life, giving his life to save four hikers in the desert in California. Post that I saw here showed the hikers being rescued from this gorge, described as very rugged and remote. Four mountain bikers discovering the hikers who had no food, no water, were lost, and the temperatures were 106 to 110 degrees. So a couple of bikers went out to meet rescuers and lead them to the hikers. The other two remained with them. Helicopter was able to rescue the hikers, but they declined to go to the hospital. Two of the bikers headed back, but one became separated, and the biker was separated, discovered unconscious a quarter mile away from the trail, critical condition, and then he dies. So this is truly giving your life. Not that you plan, not that you think it's going to be that dangerous. When you set out, you just instinctively say, we got to go help those people.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Or the additional hours probably didn't have enough water because I'm sure they out there longer than they planned on gave what water they did have to these hikers.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go back to the actor's strike for a little bit, if I may, Jay, because there's an interesting lesson here in what really are our priorities. And if you didn't hear the first part, I always say go back to the, you can hear the program. I'm not going to rehash what we discussed. You can listen to the program all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. Get our Good Day download as well. Matter of fact, the most recent Good Day Show download, focusing on the jackpots and how much they are. Also the story of the man from California who murdered some teenagers because of a doorbell prank, that kind of stuff. There's hard stuff. There's light stuff. Dolly Parton, we talk about her never retiring. I spent a lot of time in the current Good Day Download talking about Mission Impossible, the movie, how fabulous it really is, what the impact of the Russian-Ukrainian war is on what we're going to pay for bread and that sort of thing this year. All right, so all that downloadable after the day after the program on our podcast, but the program itself, as I said, goes all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. So what was I talking about with regard to labor unions? We were pretty much specifically talking about the actor's strike. But yet, when you think about it, this maybe is a subject that we stick or we hold on to until Labor Day, which sadly isn't that far off again. But there's a poll out this week, and it was started by there were some people say, okay, well, we're looking at this writer's strike. What do people, excuse me, in America know about, good damn this, hold on a second.
Well, the last time there was a writer's and actor's strike at the same time was, what, in the 60s, and that was over basically residuals, syndication, because a lot of shows were starting to do the reruns, and nobody else was getting paid that actually worked on those shows. It was just the corporate and the studios.
Yep. All right, so that's, excuse me, the labor union movement and how it started, the sweatshops, going back to the 1880s, the 1890s, labor unions really didn't catch on in our country until actually the advent of the Depression and what happened after the Depression. So the number of people belonging to unions goes up and down. The number of people who approve of or don't approve of labor unions goes up and down. It has been as high in recent years as 70, 71, 72%, and it's been as low as 40%, depending on where you are. In the, like, 2010, 2011, there were, when business was good and the economy was good, labor unions were not highly thought of, nor were people joining them because they were getting paid A-okay. But now, when you look at what the example of the actors, but then you look around at other changes in people who work in the gig economy and how it has changed, the reality is you got to be able to take care of yourself. It's very difficult to depend on the government. very, although many people do become dependent on the government, become dependent on the companies that you work for, because there are so many things that are changing about the reality of work. And that's happened because of the pandemic. You can, if you want to blame somebody, we go back to, you know, the business of the Chinese and the Wuhan lab and yada yada, but that's the old news. The new news is we have a new reality and we got to deal with it. And so a lot of people, you know, they see that you wonder, I guess this is my question. When you see George Clooney, some of these other actors out there striking, carrying the cards and stuff.
Yeah, on the picket line.
Mm-hmm. Out in the picket line. You wonder how that's going to impact, you know, people who have regular jobs or belong to unions. You know, truck drivers, or just anybody working in a restaurant. We're not in a good time economically. Excuse me, go ahead.
Well, no, but also when you see these A-list celebrities and those who are the ones that people are commenting on, well, they don't need to strike. They already make enough money. They're not fighting for themselves. They're fighting for their fellow union members. They are using their voice and their clout, I guess, if you will, to raise awareness at the fact that there are so many people who are not treated fairly.
It's the way it is. Frankly, I don't know what's going to happen.
You know, this doesn't happen in the wintertime.
No.
It's right around the corner.
Don't say that. You know what? Excuse me. Let's do a couple of commercials here, and then maybe I'll have fixed my voice or taken care of the allergy. All right, hold on. Doug Stephan here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off the air about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitrin. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitrin is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month, you're sleeping better, you've got more energy, you're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug, you get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
All right, so all of this stuff, we have some of the smog and the fire in Canada's wildfires. That's sending some of the stuff to our neck of the woods. Air quality not great here. And then you look at the expected temperature today in Phoenix, 110 degrees. That's not going to do anybody any good. Heat wave in Europe as well. So health and well-being, a very important focus here on the Good Day program. It's 10 before the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Health time is 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell. His website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Also, you can get the story of his Nooka chiropractic practice at JackStockwell.com, located in Salt Lake City, Utah. He has lots of things to say. Always talking about good food. As a matter of fact, if you check out the podcast for well, you got a couple of podcasts, actually. The one that I most often direct people to, Jack, is the one that we do together at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Yes.
So anyway, and in the most recent incarnation, we discussed why Amish people don't suffer from any of the same maladies. I had that conversation with Ken Kronhaus, who said, I love the two of you guys. He said, oh, that study's been debunked. And I said, by whom? And, well, you know, it's science. And because, yeah, you know, it's amazing how, if you don't agree on things, how it can be debunked. Oh, there's nothing to that study. That's not true. What basically Jack said when he was here, we were talking about this, I think, last week, the vaccines. The Amish community doesn't do vaccines, and they are very healthy compared to the regular countenance of all of us. So the study that we talked about,
especially no autism.
Yeah, right, exactly. Jack, brought to you by Calitrin, by the way. Calitrin, I knew you'd get a kick out of that. Calitrin's been around since 1997. It's a drug-free way, a stimulant-free way for you to lose weight. You should adjust your eating habits. For sure, you want to lose weight. You should adjust your exercise habits. You want to lose weight. You should adjust a lot of things in your life to lose weight. And then you want to keep it off. And that's where Calitrin comes in. It's very handy. It's been the nation's safest natural way, the leading weight loss supplement. that supports you when you lose the weight. You lose it, and Jack will tell you, put it on, take it off, up and down. It's really incredible how many people have their bodies go through rack and ruin in the name of being healthy. You lose the weight, I'm going to gain weight because I want to eat. And then you lose weight and you're back and forth. So let's make this, let's steady this, let's smooth this out with the capsules, the powder, or the liquid from Calitrin, available now at toploss.com. That's their website, toploss.com. When you check out, after you've decided how much you're going to use this and how you're going to use it, you use the code Doug for free shipping and the best deal possible at this moment, because they change all the time. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Thank you, Jack, for your patience. Hey, let's talk about all these nuts. I eat lots and lots and lots and lots of cashews. Once in a while, a pistachio. I have a lot of a lot of peanuts. So what's on the list of the healthiest varieties of nuts, according to your research?
Well, interestingly enough, cashews are not nuts. They're fruit. They're really listed as a fruit. They appear as a nut. They crush up in your mouth like a nut. I just wanted to point that out. But it's listed with a...
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes, yeah. You know that commercial. Yeah.
All right. Number one, walnuts. Really? Shaped like little brains. We know that they contain the essential fats for brain health. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just going to run through them. Hazelnuts, almonds, macadamias, because they're very rich in monounsaturated fats. Pecans, Brazil nuts loaded with selenium, and various parts of your body need selenium. Cashews and pistachios. And I once read a study not too long ago of these eight. Three of them were particularly mentioned. If you can only eat, you know, if your variety only allows three, walnuts, macadamias, and pistachios.
Really?
And if you had a good serving of those three every day, you are preserving your ability to avoid Alzheimer's. Of course, that study's been debunked, but...
we'll take it to heart as well. So cashews, I eat lots of cashews, handfuls of them. I notice they're rich in anti-cancer substances.
Yeah, catechol.
Okay, so that's...
And they help to balance cholesterol throughout the system.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if we were to compare cashews, let's say, to... curcumin, is that because that's an anti-cancer as well? Do they have some of the same properties, even though they're not alike at all in anything other than the fact they're anti-cancer natural treatments?
Anytime you take something from Mother Nature instead of some food processing plant, you're going to be getting a variety of chemicals that over the thousands of millennia that we've been on this planet, and further than that, as our bodies have adapted over and over again to the local food sources that were available, the simple answer to this is almost anything that came directly from Mother Nature has advantage.
Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.